From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says Israel-Palestine conflict worsens global crisis. Indonesia stores to be open in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the war that has erupted again between Israel and Palestine is worsening the world situation, which is currently facing food and energy crisis. He made the statement while attending the National Working Meeting of Projo Volunteers at Indonesia Arena Gelora Bung Karno Sports Complex in Jakarta on Saturday. Projo is an organization of Joko Widodo's supporters. The president further said, after the food crisis triggered by the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Palestine war has the potential to cause an energy crisis with an increase in gasoline fuel prices throughout the world. He noted that apart from the two problems, the world is also facing the big challenge of climate change, which impact has been felt by humans in various parts of the world. Considering the global challenges that are increasingly more complex, he emphasized that Indonesia's next leader must have a clear tactical vision, the courage to take risks, and the courage to face pressure from other countries. The National Movement for Competent Indonesia has highlighted the need for collaboration among all stakeholders to create competent workers in Indonesia, especially for welcoming the demographic bonus in 2030. Chair of the Movement Steering Committee, Yunus Triongo, said at the National Collaboration event on Saturday, they are jointly formulating a roadmap toward competent Indonesia in 2030, one of which is regarding the strengthening of vocational education. The National Movement for Competent Indonesia is an association of hundreds of human resource practitioners from several companies in the country. The roadmap that is currently being prepared contains a strategic plan that supports concrete steps to produce human resources who are qualified, competent, and meet the needs of the job market. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir said that after being launched in Perth, Australia on October 11, 2023, Windonesia is targeted to be opened in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. He made the statement in a press conference at the Saridah Building, Central Jakarta, Saturday. By opening more Indonesia stores in other countries, it is hoped that Indonesian brands or products will become increasingly well-known and in demand in the international market. Minister Erick Thohir advised PT Saridah Company to maintain the sustainability of Indonesia in the future in order to support micro, small, and medium enterprises to move up in class and for superior Indonesian products to gain a place in the global market. According to Erick Thohir, Indonesia is a form of Indonesian cultural diplomacy and a real form of state-owned enterprises present to develop micro, small, and medium enterprises. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Israeli military said on Saturday it had seen a significant movement south of Palestinian civilians a day after ordering Gaza City residents to flee, as Israel's prime minister promised further retaliation for Hamas attack last week. U.S. President Joe Biden said consultations were underway with regional governments on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza as trapped Palestinians endured a power blackout and shortages of food and water amid fierce Israeli bombing. Israel has vowed to annihilate Hamas for the attack a week ago, in which 1,300 Israelis were killed and scores of hostages were taken. Israel has since put the Hamas-run Gaza Strip, home to 2.3 million Palestinians, under a total siege and bombarded it with unprecedented airstrikes. Gaza authorities say 1,900 people have died. Thousands of people rallied on Saturday, October the 14th, in London and other UK cities for pro-Palestinian protests. Attendees who marched through the heart of the British capital, as well as Manchester in Northern England, Edinburgh in Scotland, and other cities, were shadowed by a heavy police presence. In London, demonstrators massed near BBC News headquarters before an afternoon rally near Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Downing Street office and residence. The rallies come as Israel intensifies its war to destroy Hamas capability, relentlessly pounding the Gaza Strip and deploying tens of thousands of soldiers nearby ahead of an expected ground offensive in the enclave. The IMF announced on Saturday that member nations agreed to increase their contributions to the global lender and give sub-Saharan Africa a third seat on its executive board at its first meetings on the continent since 1973. Boosting the International Monetary Fund's quota resources and giving Africa a bigger voice within the institution were among the priorities of the week-long talks of the IMF and World Bank in Marrakesh, Morocco. Spanish Economy Minister Nadia Calviño, who chairs the IMF Financial Committee, said at a press conference that there was agreement on a meaningful increase of quotas by the end of the year. The quotas, which are based on the size of a country's economy, determine how much funding a nation should provide to the IMF, its voting power, and the maximum amount of loans it can obtain. IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva and World Bank President Ajay Banga used this week's meetings to urge members to step up funding so their institutions can better support nations hit by poverty and climate change. Last item. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim on Friday tabled the country's largest ever budget as he made a further push for a shift from the current blanket subsidies to a more targeted approach aimed at giving more to the truly needy. Among the measures announced included an increase to the sales and service tax from 6% to 8%, though it will not include food and beverages or telecommunications. Anwar Ibrahim, who is also the country's finance minister, stressed that only by reducing the country's deficit and liabilities that the government is able to restore its sustainable fiscal position. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on Indonesian citizens' evacuation from the Palestinian and Israeli conflict areas. The conflict between Hamas and Israeli forces is increasingly worsened in the Gaza Strip. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, as quoted from Antara on Thursday, said that the Indonesian government is preparing a contingency plan for the evacuation of Indonesian citizens from the Palestinian territory. It will be conducted with several situation scenarios through closest countries to Palestine, namely Jordan, Lebanon, and Egypt. In addition, the Indonesian embassy in Cairo is still continuing to make contact with the authorities in Egypt to allow the evacuation of Indonesian citizens to their territory via the Gaza Strip. Minister Retno Marsudi said that the evacuation of Indonesian citizens will be carried out once the situation is deemed safe. For this reason, the Indonesian government has asked for support from the International Red Cross for the evacuation process.
regarding the Palestinian-Israel conflict and the evacuation of Indonesian citizens, Minister Retno Marsudi said that she also has made contact with Brazil in the capacity as the president of the UN Security Council, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and one of the ASEAN member countries, the Philippines, which has an embassy in Tel Aviv, Israel. Meanwhile, the Indonesian embassies in Amman, Jordan, Beirut in Lebanon, and Cairo in Egypt are on the alert to monitor development regarding the situation in the conflict areas. In addition, Indonesian citizens living in the border areas of Israel, such as Egypt and Lebanon, who need assistance can contact the Indonesian embassies there. Based on the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs data, currently there are 45 Indonesian citizens in Palestine, 10 of whom are in the Gaza Strip, and 230 persons are on religious tours at various points in the Israeli territory. Meanwhile, quoting a source on Thursday, dozens of Indonesian students prefer to stay in Tel Aviv waiting for safer conditions. That was Spotlight of the Week.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 15, 1998 about the National Commission on Violence Against Women was established. The National Commission on Violence Against Women, or Komnas Perempuan, is an independent state institution in Indonesia that was established as a national mechanism to eliminate violence against women.
Komnas Perempuan was established on October 15, 1998. It was born from the demands of civil society, especially women, to the government to realize the state's responsibility in responding to and dealing with issues of violence against women. The claim stems from the tragedy of sexual violence experienced by mainly ethnic Chinese women in the May 1998 riots in various major cities in Indonesia. Now we move to the next event on October 15, 2008, when Global Handwashing Day with Soap was celebrated for the first time. Global Handwashing Day is observed every October 15. It was initiated by the Public-Private Partnership of Handwashing in 2008. Since then, the public and the government have used the commemoration of World Handwashing with Soap Day to raise awareness and understanding of the importance of washing hands with soap as an easy, effective, and affordable way to prevent disease. We end the program with an event on October 15, 2013 about an earthquake of magnitude 7.2 rock the central Visayas region of the Philippines. As earthquake occurred on October 15, 2013 in Bohol, an island province located in central Visayas, the Philippines. The 7.2 magnitude earthquake recorded the death toll reaching more than 200 people, 8 people missing, and more than 900 others injured. Meanwhile, according to the female UN coordinator for earthquake response, Luisa Carvalho, there are around 35,000 families who need shelter in Bohol. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to a messenger from Akiyoshi Teraoka. Hello sir, thank you for your attention on our broadcast. If you want to send your reception report or letter, you can send it to email redaksifoi@gmail.com. redaksifoi@gmail.com. Thank you, and as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Hey, for you guys, take one moment, look at the overhead look of Discovery.
Gemini 4, it will be 1:40 on my...
Terpisah ruangan waktu, terhalang dunia berbeda. Walau berat rintangan menghadang kita berdua tegak. Terkurung banyak cobaan, tak membuat kita menyerah. Kau dan aku, kita berdua pasti akan bisa menang. Selama kita berdua, selama ada cinta, apapun terjadi takkan terpisah. Warnaku pun harus lintasi galaksi luas. Aku terbang mencari cintaku. Untuk bersamamu, ku terbang.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Aceh North Sumatra National Sports Week, the first to be held in two provinces. The 21st Indonesian National Sports Week next year will take place in two provinces, Aceh and North Sumatra. Regarding the implementation of the biggest sporting event in Indonesia, President Joko Widodo held a limited meeting with a number of ministers on preparations in the provinces of Aceh and North Sumatra at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday, October the 9th. After the limited meeting, Minister of Communication and Information Budi Aristiadi told the press that the 21st 2024 Aceh North Sumatra National Sports Week or PON would be the first to be held in two provinces. To speed up readiness, parties such as the central government, regional governments, and related stakeholders must coordinate well so that the implementation can take place smoothly. On the same occasion, Deputy 1 General Chairperson of the Indonesian National Sports Committee, or KONI Suwarno, explained that holding the National Sports Weeks in two provinces was initially planned for 2021 in the 20th Sports Week, but was cancelled because it conflicted with the provisions in Government Regulation No. 17 of 2007 concerning the organizing of sport weeks and championships. According to him, after the regulation was revised, for the first time, the National Sports Week will be held in two provinces, namely Aceh and North Sumatra. Deputy 1 General Chairperson of KONI, Suwarto, added that regarding the competition's facilities and infrastructure, the construction and reconstruction of the arena is underway and is guaranteed to be completed on time, so there is no reason for the sports week to be cancelled. He said there were 13 arena reconstruction projects in Aceh and one project to build a new arena to support the 2024 National Sports Week. Meanwhile, in North Sumatra, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing would also start construction of an athletics and martial arts arena. The 21st National Sport Weeks 2024 Aceh North Sumatra will compete 65 sports, with 32 sports being held in Aceh Province and 33 in North Sumatra Province. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a messenger from Muhammad El Sayed Abdul in Egypt. Hello sir, how are you today? I will deliver your suggestion to our management. Thank you so much for your participation in the VOI International Quiz 2023. So keep listening to our broadcast at voinews.id, shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, also through RRI Digital mobile app.
Kau yang kini dilanda patah hati, jangan takut, aku ada di sini menemanimu, menemanimu. Sudahlah, lupakan saja semua yang telah terjadi pada hari ini. Sudahlah, relakan saja, akan datang waktunya untuk yang baru. Semua yang telah terjadi pada hari ini, sudahlah,
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we have Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Lumajang in East Java has an array of traditional culinary delights that are worth trying when you visit this place. One of which is latok cake, which has attractive color of green and red. It is very popular in Lumajang and is usually served with an abundant sprinkling of grated coconut. Making this latok cake is quite varied because there are many ways to mix it into delicious cake. You can use mold, or it can also be made in layers with different colors. As for the taste itself, it is very delicious. Its slightly chewy texture is even more tasty if this cake is enjoyed accompanied by orange juice. Latok cake, which is made from tapioca flour and sugar, is not difficult to make because you only need to provide tapioca flour, sugar, boiled water, pandan paste, strawberry paste, and grated coconut for sprinkling. And then there is also a little salt and vegetable oil for greasing. After all the ingredients are complete, all you have to do is put the tapioca flour and granulated sugar into the bowl and then stir until smooth, then add the water little by little and stir again until evenly distributed. After that, the mixture was divided into three parts. One part was given pandan paste, which gives the green color. One part was given strawberry paste for red color. And the third part is given no color. Take a baking sheet greased with oil and then put the first mixture, then steam it for about 10 minutes. After that, put the second mixture and steam it for about 20 minutes or until cooked. And lastly, add the last dough and steam it for 15 minutes. After it's cooked, remove it from the pan, then cut into pieces according to taste. Then sprinkle with grated coconut that has been given a little salt and ready to serve. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will say hello to Jawahar Almeida. He is our regular listener who always monitors our broadcast. Hello sir, how are you? I am glad that you have received our QSL card. Are you still in New Zealand? If you stop in Indonesia, don't forget to come to our office. We'll wait for your arrival here. Listener, wherever you are, before I sign out Listener's Mailbag, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Check this one out.
Sa cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is featuring Indonesian tempeh enters the US market. Tempeh is a typical Indonesian soybean-based food that many foreigners enjoy. Tempeh can be processed into various dishes or simply fried. There is high interest in tempeh in various parts of the world. Azaki Food International, which produces Azaki Tempeh, has succeeded in penetrating the markets of the United States, Asia, and the Middle East thanks to the implementation of the sustainability concept. Tempeh Azaki now has the right to use the environmentally friendly label from U.S. soil. Azaki Food International last Tuesday inaugurated Tempeh Factory with a sustainable concept. The inauguration was carried out by the U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Sung A. Kim, and the Director General of Small, Medium, and Miscellaneous Industries of the Indonesian Ministry of Industry, Reni Yenita. The inauguration of this factory feels special because the various efforts and commitments that Azaki has made to penetrate the world market have finally received appreciation. Before the inauguration process, Azaki Food International CEO Cucuk Ruhiat received a U.S. Sustainable Certificate from U.S. SEC Indonesia Country Director Ibnu Wiono. Miyazaki factory meets sustainability with a special design to meet very high food safety standards in overseas market. This 2,000 square meter factory is capable of producing up to 4.5 tons of tempeh per day. Cucuk Ruhiat admitted that Azaki Tempeh has succeeded in penetrating the wood market by routinely exporting 35 tons of tempeh per month to Japan and 15 tons to South Korea. Apart from that, since the beginning of this year, tempeh exports have also entered Taiwan and the United States. Meanwhile, China and several Middle Eastern countries are still in the exploration process. Various countries are increasingly strict about granting entry permits to food products. A number of food safety and label requirements must be met by producers. It is an achievement for Azaki to penetrate this market. That was Miscellany.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sometimes it seems so hard to find reason why I'm staying around, screaming yesterday, loving today, been lying to myself. I said it's okay. So that's my story. I can't be romantic. I'd rather fight than troubles, but girl, don't worry, it's just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water until the rain comes down. Until the rain comes down.
Say I'm hard to handle. Really, it's all because of you. Problems yesterday, I bring up today. I just don't understand. It still feels right. So that's my story. I always get so moved. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But boy, don't worry, you're just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water until the rain comes up.
Things aren't always easy. I'd rather fight.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents an Indonesian song entitled Ada. The song Ada was written by Afgan, an Indonesian popular singer, songwriter, and actor. Actually, this song was written by Afgan in 2020 when he learned that one of the closest person in his life had decided to end years of relationship. Afgan felt sad and decided to express his feelings by writing the song Ada, or in English means exist, in the hope that the two of them might be able to get back together someday. One day in 2023, Afgan and Liodra communicated via social media. Liodra is a rising star who has become increasingly well-known since winning a prominent talent search event in Indonesia. Both Afgan and Liodra apparently have the desire to do a duet because they both admire each other. Finally, the song Ada was chosen, which according to Afgan was suitable to be sung with Liodra's distinctive vocals. When recording, Afgan, who is a senior, often paid attention to Liodra and directed her vocals. Afgan wanted this song to sound melancholic, but at the same time also sounds hopeful. Because for Afgan, the song Ada means a lot. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest song Ada by Afgan and Liodra.
Takdirkan satu, yakin cintamu,
cintamu.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lalu sadis caramu menjadikan diriku pelampiasan cintamu agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku. Keganiannya caramu menyingkirkan diriku dari percintaan ini agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku. Semoga Tuhan membalas semua yang terjadi kepadaku suatu saat nanti. Hingga kau sadari sesungguhnya yang kau punya hanya aku tempatmu kembali sebagai cintamu. Hanya aku tempatmu kembali. Semoga Tuhan membalas semua yang terjadi kepadaku suatu saat nanti. Hingga kau sadari sesungguhnya yang kau punya hanya aku tempatmu kembali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seperti tak pernah
listener, thank you so much for keep listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. I'll see you in the next edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any suggestion and criticism, you can send email to redaksifoi@gmail.com or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62821-2381-2130 or mention us on social media on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram @VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.